This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, feedback coming in from Chad in Midland. Champ and Scotty Scheffler starting to think he might be the one to break all the major records. Chump the Toronto Maple Leafs for the pitiful Game 7 performance at home. All right, Scotty, we'll talk about Scotty before the show is done. Champ Scotty Scheffler just keeps winning big tournaments. Chump the Leafs, although is this really a chump? It's right on par with every year. It's from Andrew Mavonia. Yeah, got it. We've seen a ton of it before. Let's see here. From Scott in the 810, I want to thank Coach Tony for turning the Tigers around. Couldn't have done it without him. Champ vote for Coach Tony. Next text. I guess, boys, my champ of the weekend needs to go to Tony. Unnamed texter. Bless you, boys. Bless you, Tony. Finally, prayers answered. Can I add players know me because my voice carries guy to my chump? Oh, I thought he'd be champ. Champ, obviously, Tony for his contributions he's made to the Tigers turnaround this season. That's from John in a truck. Luke says, God forbid I sit next to that guy my next trip to Comerica. Fandom to the next level of absurdity. Well, his voice carries.
And people say we don't do interviews here. He's on the organization, right? Tigers
right,
organization,
right.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely. We got someone straight from the source.
There was a lot of feedback. While that call was going on, a lot of feedback. All right, Gator. I saw something last night, Game 7. This is a public commitment to disgust. And I thought afterwards, I'm not sure I've ever seen this. And maybe I'm just forgetting or blanking, but the commitment level that this fan showed last night, down 5-1 in the third period of Game 7, a fan threw his Maple Leaf sweater onto the ice. I've never seen a fan give up. And like, I went on NHL.com. A blank cheap one is $135.
Yeah.
If it's got a number on it, it's pushing $200. If it's authentic, you're getting even higher. He threw his jersey onto the ice.
Yeah. That's how pissed he was.
I've never seen that before. That kind, that level of disdain.
Seen hat. Obviously, the hat gets thrown out. Normally, it's enjoy. I've never seen somebody throw a jersey out there either.
You're worked
beverages, up. Food, yes, and nothing should be thrown on the ice unless it's a hat after a hat trick. That's the only thing that should ever be thrown on the ice. My man threw the jersey out.
Yeah.
There. Did we see what jersey it was?
I didn't see. But that's a commitment, isn't it?
That's a commitment to disgust, yes.
And I'm rather impressed, I must say. you know, that's a lot of money to be throwing away.
It is. It is. if you're gonna if you're gonna be that Toronto fan, you're gonna throw away that jersey on the ice like that.
Yep.
It can't be like Austin Matthews, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be. It's got to be a Mitch Marner.
It probably is. It could be a blank. But yeah, that's.
I mean, that's a sign.
If it's a Marner, like no, he's going to be
it's
a red
a sign
winger.
Period. That you've
had enough.
Yeah. When you've done, when the fans are starting to turn on it like that.
Yeah. So I guess our question is, have you ever thrown away or burned or gotten rid of a jersey? Have you ever just said, that's it, I'm done? Because these aren't cheap. And even old, out-of-date ones, like, in fact, old, out-of-date ones have kind of become a thing.
Yeah, retro, they're cool.
I don't know. I was shocked.
That's the equivalent of I've retired as a fan of your team. Yeah. I'm hanging them up. You know what I mean? When a fighter retires, Gator, what do? They take off their gloves.
Yeah.
They leave them in the octagon.
In
or the
pro
ring.
Wrestling, yep. They take their boots off, leave yep. the boots in the ring.
Dude, when a fan does that, I'm done. I'm done. Take this, put it away.
I'm out.
Yep.
I'm moving to Ottawa.
Right.
That's what that guy just said.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. No mas.
Le Canadien.
Right?
Yeah. I'm no longer going to support this crappy team that has just disappointed me year after year after. I mean, look, do we think Lions fans did this in the 90s?
Threw away
in the 2000s? I bet you they did.
I mean,
you don't throw them on a football field, and it's not that. But I mean, do I think that you're asking the question, have people gotten rid of their jerseys or burned them or whatever? And I think that there's a lot of Lions fans that had gotten rid of some of that gear.
Throwing
Joey Harrington jersey or something.
Throwing a jersey onto the ice is such a, I give. You've defeated me.
Yeah.
I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Move. It's a commitment. I'm not interested in getting rid of a $200 piece. Even if I am disgusted, there's always next year. I know they're probably sick of that. But do you think there'll be regret there?
There's definitely regret.
Not even one letter.
Anyway, did you ever have to get rid of a jersey? Feel compelled to get rid of a jersey? Throw away a jersey? Seems like one hell of a commitment.
Yeah, I can think of a bunch of reasons why, but I don't want to steal any from the people.
Like what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a player can you could turn on a player.
100% you can turn on a player.
Yep. Sometimes that player loses, you lose your ability to love your guy. He used to be my guy.
And yet, when you have the retro jersey, a player's long since retired or moved on, whatever, and you see that jersey at a ballpark or at a hockey rink or an arena or a stadium, it's really cool to see that. I love seeing the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget walking around Comerica Park like 15 years ago and seeing somebody with a Stan Pappy jersey.
Nice.
Like what?
Right.
This bit player from the 80s with the Tigers, and you've got that. Yes, absolutely. You know what? People are still wearing, they'll rock a Prince Fielder jersey.
Yep.
It's cool to see.
No, I'll hear
you. But you don't hear too often of I'm so disgusted with this effort that the jersey's gone. I've given up my colors.
I think my favorite old school throwback was a Reed Larson.
No?
You know, you just never know. Is he 28?
I think it was 28.
Was he? 248-539-9797. Was this ever you for any reason? Toronto fan in the middle of the game, late in the game actually, said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And got rid of their jersey, threw it on the ice. That is a statement, people. A statement. Let's go to Mike and Troy here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I saw that last night. I couldn't believe it, but I was telling your call screener, in 2014, the game before the Lions played Thanksgiving, they lost the game. They had a 12-point. They were favored by 12. They played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and lost. Stafford threw 4 interceptions. Calvin Johnson dropped 3 footballs. The next week, Thanksgiving, they won like about 40 points. And I said, I'm done with this team. I got rid of my gear. I got rid of my 8-season tickets. I haven't looked back. And even though they're winning now, once you're done, you're done.
Well, I give you credit for that. Because I think people that say that. You didn't watch last year at all?
I watched because my wife watched it. It's like the championship game when they were up 17 points, they didn't go to Super Bowl. I smiled and she cried because, you know, once you're done with a team, you're done. You do not go back.
Again, level of commitment is high. I give you credit for that, but I don't like the smiling when other people are hurting.
Well, I don't like the smiling just because it supports that. I mean, it's a weird situation, right? He gives up on the team, and now instead of being a fan of that team, he's dedicated to rooting against him at all cost.
Yeah,
which is so dumb. In this, I mean, because it's your own team, man. I get that you gave up on
him.
He gave
up on him.
You saved yourself a financial commitment because you had 8 season tickets, and you gave up on that in 2014. And, you know, 10 years later, this team's playing, you know, they're a Super Bowl contending team. There has to be some regret there. There just has to be.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, he doesn't want to make it sound like that, but he's still watching the games. And don't tell me it's just because your wife is watching.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, your garage door, is it making any kind of weird noises? Is it a little kind of sluggish like a wet sponge? Is it just not working the way you want it to? Well, here's the good news. There's a company out there that can help fix all those problems. It's Precision Garage Door Service. I know personally because they came out to my house years ago and fixed the problems I had with my garage door. In fact, I called them up. They came out the next day. It was amazing. And if you need to make an appointment online, it's easy enough. In fact, it's really easy. You just simply go to precisiondoormi.com and you schedule an appointment for a time that works for you. They'll work with your schedule. Or you can just pick up the phone and call them yourself at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. And when it's time to get new garage doors, you know who to call. Precision Garage Door Service. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or set up that appointment online at precisiondoormi.com. I got an offer last night.
Oh, yeah?
I was talking with my cousin. He called me up last night from Wisconsin. He said, hey, you know, September, first week of the season. Lions at the Packers. Come on. Let's go.
It's probably, is it a cheaper ticket to see him in Green Bay?
It probably is.
And I mean, in all seriousness, I think, with the prices on some of the home tickets, it was going around my family last night about going to the Bears game, and I took a screenshot of what the standing room tickets were going for. And eventually somebody said it's probably cheaper just to go see them in Chicago. And it might be because they play Chicago at the end of the year. And if the Bears are better but not appreciably better, that game might not mean anything for them. And It's a January game. There could be a lot of give up in Chicago. You might be able to get that ticket cheap relative to any game at Ford Field.
And see, Hendon Hooker and the Lions take on. Could be.
Hope.
Yeah, but I got to start thinking, Doug, because he's got season tickets. So it's do I want to get out there, Green Bay? That first
you've never been there. Yeah, that'd be.
I've
awesome,
never been dude. There, and he's doing a good sales job too. He's like, listen, you'll never get better weather in Green Bay than the first week of the season.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, strong. 248-539-9797. Kang, you did some research on the jersey that got thrown onto the ice in Game 7 last night?
Yeah, it was an Austin Matthews jersey. And apparently a Leafs fan did it Game 5 as well.
I mean, that's next level disgust, isn't it?
Yeah, man, you're retiring as a fan from that team. This isn't like, I don't know if he was specifically mad at Matthews, probably was, but this seems like a whole team thing, right? When you throw your jersey onto the ice in Game 7. Because, like you guys have mentioned, people have burned certain players' jerseys for whatever reason, where they leave town or did something. Mm-hmm. This is, I think he's giving up his fandom for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's booking a flight to Calgary or whatever, right? Or he's learning French to be a Montreal fan.
Maybe. That's a commitment.
Yeah. Austin Matthews had 11 points in 13 games, including 3 goals. Mitch Marner had 13 points in 13 games, only 2 goals. And William Nylander led the team with 15 points in 13 games with 6 goals.
Call me crazy, and we'll get to this topic. Well, we'll do it later because we got people on hold. 248-539-9797. Matt's in Flint. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon or morning, whatever time it is.
No, it's not
morning. So I never burned a jersey, but the Super Bowl I'm still mad about, and I'll get over when football comes. When the Chiefs lost, I threw my Kansas City Chiefs chain into the Kansas City River. because it just made me so mad.
How valuable was this chain?
Yeah, how long ago was this?
This was right after the game. I drove to the river, chucked it in the river. I'm still going to support them, but it just, that Super Bowl really made me mad.
Damn chain.
And the chain.
Didn't they win three others before that?
Well, I was mad because they didn't get the three-peat. Right? You had a chance in history, and they screwed it up.
Wow.
But the chain was like 120, between 100 and 120 bucks. But then I had a friend, for some reason, who was a Cowboys fan. And every year, he's an idiot. He buys a Cowboys jersey, and when they lose, he burns it. Every year, he does it.
So he's an idiot every year. You were just an idiot this past year.
He's an idiot every year. I can't support him being a Cowboys fan.
No, I get that.
I mean, your team's really good.
That seems like an overreaction to a team that's won, what, three of the last five Super Bowls, whatever it is.
They don't win 4 out of 6. I'm done with this team. I'm done with this team. I mean, come on. Do we even care?
We're going to address the elephant in the room, but it's time to break him up.
3-2 in Super Bowls?
Got some unhinged people out there, man.
Come on.
I mean, really unhinged.
Mahomes sucks.
Totally.
And it's this damn chain.
Right in the Kansas City River.
Does he hear himself? If we don't win another Super Bowl?
Right. This guy. That's cute. That's cute. And then he's ripping on the Cowboys fan, and that's only a team that's won four or five Super Bowls. Good for you.
Toronto hasn't won the Stanley Cup since when?
67.
And they're throwing jerseys onto the ice like 55 years later, whatever it is. They still can't win a Stanley Cup. Fan mad throws jersey on the ice. Chiefs fan, we didn't win 3 in a row. I'm getting rid of this chain.
After a Super Bowl loss. Not after losing in the second round.
I mean, he did. He answered, the truth is, he answered the question, have you ever, like, gotten rid of your stuff out of disgust?
Well, he did. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We
asked
for it.
His level of disgust, though, for what?
Not what I was expecting.
No.
Was not expecting a fan of a team that wins.
Yep.
To call in to be so disgusted with his team for losing in literally the final game of the season. After successfully finishing the season with a win on three other occasions in recent times. Then now that's enough. That's it. Over the edge. Got to go.
Oh, sons of bitches let me down.
Wow.
Let's go to Phil in Southfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Phil!
Okay, so it was when the Lions had the free practice. You could come down to the practice at Ford Field, and Steve was the coach. I had a Joey Harrington. I had the gray one with the royal blue 3 on it.
Yep.
And I'm at the practice, and they booed him. I took the jersey off and gave it to my coworker. I've never been to Ford Field since.
They booed Joey Harrington at the practice?
They booed him in the practice. If anybody is listening that was there, they could tell you to vouch for it. They booed him in the practice.
So not only they booed him in the practice, but that compelled you to remove your Joey Harrington jersey and give it to somebody else.
Absolutely, because who gets booed in practice?
I mean, I get it. And I understand it. It sounds like you let somebody else set your agenda, but sure. I mean, it did get bad with Joey for a while there. Let's go to Bill in Auburn Hills. You're next. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hi, Doug and Scott. How are you?
We're good. Bill. Thank you.
Close.
Yep.
I just got a champ and chump.
Okay.
My champ.
Are you eating? Bill,
are
you
eating a sandwich or something, Bill?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I just finished, guys. I just took a test at school. Let's see. What is this? Nature Valley peanut butter granola bar.
I have a granola bar of some kind. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe get some water, rinse it out, or, you know. Yeah. All right, so you got a champ and chump for us.
Yes. I haven't been listening, but my champ is Mark Scheifele from the Jets. And I don't know if anybody's called in for him yet, but I don't know if you guys watched that handshake line between the Stars and the Jets after the Stars eliminated them?
Did not.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker. For people that don't know, Mark Scheifele's dad died the morning of that game.
Ugh. Oh.
And and he played, and you know, it was heartbreaking. And they lost, the Jets lost and got eliminated in overtime, but
and he scored he scored the lone goal for Winnipeg in the overtime. Or in the game, I should say, when they lost.
Did he? Okay, yeah, yeah. I did. I don't know. I know that he played well, and it was just a real. If you watch it, you can just see the emotion, the release of emotion that he had.
Yeah, that's.
And it's one of the reasons why we love hockey.
Yep.
But the chump, I'll stay north of the border. Definitely the Maple Leafs. What a drag for the fans.
It's unbelievable. And you know what the thing is? Again, I said we get to it, but I think it's interesting that Mitch Marner is being, like, there's a lot of venom his way. And mm-hmm. I guess, you know, he didn't re-sign with them. And so fans are probably already on edge because he's might be likely leaving. And so he did have like the 6 most points in the playoffs. And they played more games than some teams. Got it. But
no, he's point a game, though.
But do you think it might be more than Mitch Marner that cost him? Like, do you think there might be an organizational issue? Do you think when the other team's coach is now 6-0 in game sevens, that there might be something wrong with the DNA of the organization? It might be very easy to just scapegoat one guy. We'll take him gladly.
Yeah, we'll take him. I think it's just, to me, it's funny to see what has happened with them, because it seems like over time, Toronto has always done like the flashy thing. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say always, but like last 15, 20 years, like they've done the flashy thing. They've gone out and they've spent money on big players. Like they have, when you put out there, you've got Austin Matthews who you drafted, right? You win the lottery, you get him. But then you've got other players, high-priced players. You got Mitch Marner on this team, Nylander on this team is really good. And then you go out and you sign John Tavares a couple years ago and give him a nice contract. And you spend all this money on the players. You've gone out there and tried to get flashy with the coach. Remember they signed Babcock?
Yeah.
And it was, that should work. No, it didn't work out. They've changed general managers. Now they've got Brendan Shanahan, came from the league, and now he's settling in as a GM. And I mean, it just all these flashy and big time moves, and it just continues to fail. Epically.
It really does.
I mean, it's 7 straight game sevens they have lost. That is unbelievable.
Yep. Yep. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
So, listen, buying a car is a rough experience for a lot of people. You don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of angst, a lot of anxiety. But I'll tell you what, when you go to Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, throw all of that out the window, because these folks make it easy and they make it fun. And right now, they've got 2 incredible lease specials that are really hard to beat. How about this? Drive home a 2025 Equinox EV for just $249 a month for 24 months with only $1,499 down. Or need a truck that works as hard as you do, the 2025 Silverado 2FL is also just $249 a month for 24 months, and it's got the same low down payment. And here's the big thing. That includes the taxes and the fees. Plus, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has over 500 vehicles in stock, so you're not stuck with just a few options, and they're open on Saturdays for sales and service with no appointment needed. And heads up, their Memorial Day sale lasts all month long, so now's the perfect time to make your move. And you're going to see what I mean when you stop by Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. They treat you right. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. Together, let's drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, Gator, I'm going to do something and say something I typically don't do because I don't believe it. I'll say all the time, there's more than one way, one path to a championship. There's more moves. There's different things you can do. And if you zero in, and an example is Jalen Carter, the people that really, really wanted the Lions to win, to draft Jalen Carter. I would argue that there's multiple paths to the Lions winning a Super Bowl. They don't all exclusively go through Jalen Carter. And they're going to make mistakes along the way, and that's okay. You just got to find a different path, right? It's a kind of a catchphrase I've got that I use a lot when people are irate about a move that was made or not made. Say, hey, yeah, I get your frustrations, but there's more than one way to get to the mountaintop. I'm not sure that I want to do anything other than sign Mitch Marner. I'm not sure I want to talk about any other scenario. I'm not sure I'm going to be happy this offseason unless they go get Mitch Marner. This might be the most coveted free agent to come along in the NHL in years. And it's been the perfect crash out in Toronto that makes him available. His lack of productivity in this postseason is the sixth most postseason points. That, I guess, is the floor. Wasn't particularly productive, but clearly, like that shot they showed to him imploring his teammates, there's a leadership element there. He's well-liked in the locker room there. He was good during the Four Nations, had some key moments in the Four Nations. I don't think there's anything about Mitch Marner's DNA that says he can't produce. I think there's something about Toronto's DNA that they struggle. I don't think Toronto's problem is and was Mitch Marner. He's available. We're kind of in a desperate place. He's only 28. He's not 36. This isn't Kane at the end. I'm just at that point, man, where I think this is what they have to do. They have to go get Mitch Marner.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I've been banging his drum for a while, for over a month now, and I absolutely want him. I don't care that they flamed out in the playoffs. That's Toronto. That's just what they do. This guy had 100 points this past season, 102 points. He's consistently going to score 25 to 30 goals, and he's consistently going to provide you 90 points. Point-a-game guy. Mm-hmm. I think it was Costa brought this up in the morning show. I think if he went back to the 2023 All-Star game, he and Larkin played together on a line, and they combined for 5 goals. Now, it's an All-Star game, right? I mean, they don't really play defense. But the fact that you can have chemistry like that quickly, I'd love to see him here. Is he fit? Does he check all the boxes? No. He doesn't check the box for being a big physical player. But he checks the box for adding more offense to this team, and he's a veteran player that, you know, it's not the veteran players they've added, seemingly aside from Patrick Kane, are guys that were point every other game. This is a point a game guy.
Yep.
This is a guy that immediately becomes one of your top six forwards and makes the offense significantly better and really gives you so many options of how you want to fill out those top six forwards and maybe even the top nine forwards. You're going to drop some guys back and be really, really competitive. It doesn't answer all the questions for the Red Wings, but it doesn't have to. Because signing Mitch Marner doesn't account for your entire cap space that you have available to you. You'll have plenty of cap left over to go and fill other holes or sign players to other contracts if you feel that's necessary. But I think this is there's going to be a lot of pressure on Steve Yzerman starting today to make this happen. Now, of course, you can't negotiate just yet.
I was about to say, we're like 6 weeks from free agency.
Yeah, but when it happens, you want this one to happen quickly. You want this to be one of the first contracts that's off the board. As a fan of the Red Wings, that's what you want to hear. Because we get a little PTSD of being in the bidding for players and not landing them for whatever sport it is.
Yep.
We just went through the Bregman stuff. We don't want to go through that again. What we want to hear is, yep, they got him right away. Mitch Marner and the Red Wings is a perfect matchup. They should make this happen. And, yes, he'll get $12, $13 million a year, and the Red Wings can afford it, and they're going to agree to terms on a six-year deal or whatever it is going to be. But this one has to happen. It feels like it's a has
to. It feels like it has to happen. And I don't all eggs in one basket isn't really my thing. It's just not. And this time around, honestly, I feel like this is a must do.
Well, it comes with a couple of things here. He's a fantastic player. And the other players the Red Wings have that were rookies or second year players, they're really starting to come into their own. Marco Kasper is a really good player. I can't wait to see what he's going to be like next year. You know, you look at what Lucas Raymond has become, and DeBrincat's fitting in here perfectly with his team. And, you know, Patrick Kane wants to come back and play, and he's not a throw-in. Patrick Kane's a good player. He's a plus player on this team. You look at the defense and knowing what they have coming up with Sandin Pelikka and other forwards, Brandzek Nygaard and Danielson. These are all guys that you feel like, okay, here's the opportunity. And again, this is something that Jim had brought up in the morning show, and I agree with him 100%. Adding a player like Marner, who's a superstar player, and then bringing in the draft picks that you had that are now starting and ready to contribute, this is that kind of perfect storm where you're hitting the ground running, and you could be competitive, really competitive, for years to come.
Get it done, Steve Yzerman. And let's face it, he's like that press conference that he had, the postseason wrap press conference. The pressure's on. He knows the pressure's on. He didn't use Marner's name, but he said he was, when asked about a big money free agent, and everybody knows who is.
Everyone knows who it is. Yeah.
And he's like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're interested. And so now that it's a recruiting job, right? Because they won't be the only team that want him. The only team that wants Mitch Marner. So you have to convince him that this is the best place for him.
It's the best place for him. It is.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
No, I mean, dude, this is, you want to play somewhere where you're going to be beloved. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think there's any question you had Mitch Marner on this team. They're a playoff team. And you want an opportunity, who's the Red Wings' number one rival? It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. You want to get back at them? Here you go. You know, more fuel to that fire? Here it is.
It feels like that's there for the taking. Now, the appeal, look, the building has done some good for free agents. They wanted to be in a, they wanted an upgrade with the facility. This was something I was told years ago by an agent who had clients that didn't want to come to Detroit. It's an original six organization. It's a town that takes its hockey seriously. You know, this is, it's a attractive landing spot. It's the results, though. The results haven't been there, and you have to buy in that I'm not going to a team that's missing the playoffs. I would argue with Mitch Marner, now, does he want more than that? Does he want to go to a team that he absolutely feels like has a chance to win? He might.
He might, but I don't know if those teams have the money to spend.
248-539-9797. Anyway, Red Wing fans, I don't, you know, this doesn't need to turn into, I mean, maybe it does turn into Marner or bust. If anybody else wants to come up with some other creative ways that they can make a massive splash, here for it.
There are.
Yes. But to me, it's Marner or bust. I'm in a rare place for me. Get it done. This move.
Well, I like where your head's at.
Well, because it's fading faith, right? It's fading faith in a beloved person here in Detroit, and growing. It's getting uncomfortable, and I don't think this is a bad hockey move, and it would reinstill faith. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback on this. Champ and Chump, let's get them in. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top quality composite decking and brands that you trust, like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Open the show with some Tiger talk. Get back to the Tigers as the show goes on. Man, best team in baseball. Now two games clear of the Mets and Dodgers as the best team in baseball.
Mets and Dodgers.
Hard to believe, but we thought they'd be good, okay? Admittedly, we did not think they'd be the best team in baseball. It's been a fun watch. It was a hell of a weekend on a variety of fronts. Again, we open the show and we'll get back to it. If you're dying, though, for Tiger Talk, you can use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. It's where the beginning of our show started. We got Champ and Chump today. The Leafs fan who threw a jersey onto the ice last night. That's a commitment to displeasure, to showing, to making a statement. Mitch Marner to Detroit feels like it has to happen. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to John in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, John.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
You guys will probably not like this, but I'm a Buckeyes fan, and last year when they lost for the fourth time in a row, I got rid of my JT Barrett jersey. I torched it. I give up. I don't care how many national championships they win. I know it sounds petty. You can't beat Michigan. I'm done.
Let me ask you a question. Do you go into this season wanting Ryan Day to change anything because he just won a national championship but didn't beat Michigan? Do you want him to just come back with the same formula and game plan because it worked to win a national championship, or does he have to change something to beat Michigan?
Well, I was going into this season hoping that he would be gone because I'm sick of Ryan Day. But I do want him to change. I don't want him to be like, oh, you know, let's show how tough we are against one particular team. You play the same game plan against every team. All right, you don't need to show how tough you are. Just win the damn game.
But you don't want him gone anymore, or you still want him gone?
No, I do. I want him gone. Ridiculous. I strap him to a rocket, ship him to the sun.
It's ridiculous. You're absolutely ridiculous. You just won a national championship.
And
it's not good enough.
No, he's a man of principle.
These people. I mean, are you kidding me?
I mean,
has he done it with,
remember,
like dishonesty or anything like that? Are they under, you know, microscope of NCAA investigations, or they just spend more money?
He's, I always talk about how sports talk sometimes gets into a battle of who's got higher standards. My man's got high standards. 248-539-9797. As for Marner, from unnamed texter, Steve isn't signing anyone over $8 million. He's not $4 million better than Larkin. Guy doesn't fight. Is fighting a big part of it? He's not signed. He wouldn't be signed to fight.
Yeah, it's not a big part.
I love Marner, and the Red Wings need to make a run at him. Stevie Y's future could hang on signing him or not. But if I'm taking someone off Toronto, give me Max Domi. The Wings need a lot of grit right now. Well, I mean, if they're breaking it all up, there's a lot of different players. Yes, I wouldn't mind seeing a player like Max Domi. Is there any, I haven't heard speculation that he's going to be available. I'm going to check his contract here.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, you think he's the most popular guy in Toronto right now?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, he's under contract. Hopefully the Red Wings make a splash signing like Marner, and what Larkin said about not making a move at the deadline put some pressure on Yzerman. In turn, what Yzerman said should also put some pressure on Larkin to play like a superstar if Yzerman signs one. They can both say, see, I told you so. Win-win. Yeah,
it is a win-win. It's a perfect fit. Two guys play well together.
Yep.
Let's go. LFG.
Yep.
Do we have to wait a few weeks?
He's not coming here. Stevie isn't going to give in.
What does that mean?
Given to what?
Yeah, he said when he was absolutely asked,
absolutely was his response.
Yeah.
Would they consider that? Now, did he kind of walk it back a little bit later in that press conference? I mean, he kind of played both ends of it, but the fact is the first thing he said was absolutely.
Yeah, I think
would they consider it if it's a right fit for this team?
Well, and if you mean he's not giving in, the one thing that he hasn't given in to is selling their prospects. Right? He hasn't. That is something that he is, but so maybe he won't make a big trade. This is a free agent where he wouldn't have to sell any prospects. Well, like that's the not give in part is.
You like to have the grittier players, right? Without question. Marco Casper is kind of a grittier player. Now, he's not a guy who's going to drop the gloves and fight, but he goes in the corners fearlessly. Brandzeg Nygaard is also a player like that. He's got that kind of reputation, and he's showing it at the world stage now in the World Championships. He's kind of playing like that. If Brandzeg Nygaard is anywhere near what Marco Casper is, they've got two really good young forwards to look forward to be abrasive and have the scoring touch.
From Joe and Fenton, hot take boys. Shanny already told Stevie they aren't re-signing Mitchie the Kid, and here we go. They might have talked.
Well, Shanny and I were friends.
Yeah, I wouldn't dismiss that. Matt in Fowlerville, I don't mind adding Marner at all, but my number one option is Ekblad. He is a very good two-way player, and we gave up way too many goals last year. Love the show, boys. Yeah, like I said, there are other options, but I don't really want to hear them right now.
Don't talk to me about that.
Don't you?
We're talking about this.
Hold on.
Look at these bright lights.
Where did I see this? I think it was in a story in The Athletic about, like, this is the most coveted player in free agency since. I'm not finding it. It's been no, like, this is a notable player available in free agency. That is now available, and it's been a long time since a player like this would become available. From an unnamed texter, Eminem at Post Malone Jelly Roll was pretty sweet. Jelly Roll is my champ. Jump is Toronto. Welcome to Detroit, Mitch. Blank check, writes this person.
Yeah, he wants him too.
So Eminem appearing at concerts in Detroit has kind of become a thing, and it seems like everybody loves it every time he does. But this is the second or third surprise Eminem appearance that I can think of off, he appeared with Ed Sheeran at Ford Field back in 2023.
Did he wear his satin jacket?
That's a whole nother sidebar that nobody knows what you're talking about, but I doubt it.
No Ed Sheeran NFL satin jacket that they sold.
Probably not.
Yeah, he also appeared with Jack White when they did the unveiling of the train station.
Yep.
Or train depot or whatever.
Yep. The rededication thing.
Ford headquarters.
Yeah, it's a thing, and everybody loves it every time it happens. My champ of the weekend is the Tigers for obvious reasons. My chump of the weekend are Red Wings fans who don't want Mitch Marner. How could you guys say you want to improve and then not want to sign the best player available? Well, I'll say this is if you can take the same money and spin it into a bunch of good players, several good players, there's usually more than one path. I guess I just don't want to hear it. Because I feel like if you get Mitch Marner, then somebody in the league that has a market for them is choosing Yzerman's team. And I actually think that's part of what's important here is a stamp of credibility. Is the stamp of credibility of somebody choosing to come to Detroit and saying, yeah, I think they can get it done here. But I'm here for it.
Yeah, the person that brought up Ekblad, the defenseman from Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be great as well. He's a free agent at the end of the season. But the knock on him is that he hasn't been able to stay healthy. He hasn't played a full season since pre-COVID. He's played 67, 35, 61, 71, and 22, 23, 51, and then 56 games this year. But he's a big defenseman. There's no question he's really good. Mm-hmm. And you wonder if he becomes a free agent, what that price would be for somebody who's 29 years old. And do they have enough to do both? Because we're going to get greedy. We're going to be greedy about it.
Yzerman has to have a very good offseason. Very good offseason. Well, you know, look, the idea that he's been given more time than most others would in a reasonable evaluation period is true. So now it feels like splash, add talent, to a player pool, a young player pool that he has shown his belief in. But if you don't get better quick, unfortunately, you're not around to see, you know, all your patience pay off. And I would imagine that Steve knows it. Gator, I want to try something here. I'm going to give you a name, and based on the name, you give me a profession.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a name. Kang, I want you to participate too. I give you the name, and based on the name, you tell me what this person does for a living. You ready?
I am.
The name is Robert Schwartzman.
I know the answer to this, but okay. But I can play along. I can
Robert
definitely play along.
Schwartzman.
Robert Schwartzman sounds like he should be Robert Schwartzman Esquire.
Okay.
Sounds like an attorney.
Okay.
But that's not what he does.
Robert Schwartzman.
Loan officer.
Okay. Send him down to Schwartzman's office?
Yes.
All right. 248-539-9797. It's just like to offer up a line of work for Robert Schwartzman.
Yeah.
We'll read some of your texts coming up.
Go talk to Bob.
And then we'll Bob will get it approved. Then we will...
Bob never loses a case.
Then we will tell you what Robert Schwartzman does. At 12:03 here on Carson Anderson, Champa Chump, get your votes in. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.